I will be running 2017, and I am running because we do have a vision to lead our country and a commitment to serve our people. Our vision is based on what we call the four R's: reconciliation, reform, rebuilding, and recovery. These are the four pillars of our platform that will take us into the next stage that Liberia should be in for its development.
Charles Brumskin ran in 2005 and 2011, respectively. What's going to be different about Charles Brumskin, and why do you think Liberians should take a second look again at you?
Well, one could assign many reasons why we were not successful the first two times. But let me just say this much. As the leader of my party and the candidate myself, I take responsibility for the lack of success in our first two attempts. And I believe it basically had to do with not having communicated effectively our vision for the country of Liberia. We've started early this time around, and we believe that within the next 2 years, any Liberian hearing our vision and our plan for our country will gravitate toward us, and we should be successful this time.
You have been quoted as saying that you are trying to work with other politicians. Are you trying to form some kind of a coalition, or would you be forming a coalition or be willing to form a coalition? And if that is true, would that include, say, for example, football legend George Weah of the Congress for Democratic Change?
It is our desire to work with every opposition political party and opposition politician to ensure that we together can succeed in 2017. This is our driving force. The United Party has won two consecutive elections. We must make sure that they do not win a third election, or else the opposition in Liberia could crumble, and then we likely to become a one-party state again, something that no one wants.
You mentioned the ruling party, the Unity Party. Right now, Liberia's economy is limping. Some people talk about high unemployment. You yourself mentioned the educational system that you thought the government had lost the vision on. I want you to first talk to me about how you think the country is being run now under the Unity Party.
Well, you know, my focus now is to look at the future. As to the performance of the Unity Party's government, I will leave that with the vice president, who has announced that he is a candidate. He will have the task of contrasting what he hopes to do in the future from that which he and President Sirleaf has done over the last 8 or so years. Having said that, I can say to you that our programs would basically be different from what has happened over the last 8 years and likely to happen over the next 2-3 years. For example, our philosophy of governance, we do not believe that government is the solution for everything. We believe that the private sector is the driving force for growth and development in any economy. We want to make sure that education is dealt with differently by having teachers trained, by creating incentives for qualified people to get into the classroom, by having longer school hours for our children, and creating a learning environment for them. With regards to something like health, our emphasis on like what is done today, as opposed to being placed on the clinical aspect, we'd like to look at the preventive. Our health policy will have a larger approach. We will focus government policies to deal with those issues that cause ill health. For example, poverty, poor nutrition, lack of sanitation, lack of drinking water. Those issues that our government, if we're successful, would be addressing in the near future for our people.